Olympic dreams usually start and end with the remote control. But one Saturday afternoon, I checked out the Kansas City speed skating team. Practice started with an off-skates workout, a little cardio to get the blood pumping.
Butt kickers. Everyone ready on butt kickers? Ready, go.
And then balance drills, which involve standing on one foot, sometimes with your eyes closed.
All right, everyone, what we're going to do is start with your left leg on its toe, and then balance on the right leg.
Before heading onto the ice, Coach Brian Simpson tells me what his team is working on with the competition just around the corner.
In the past couple of weeks, we've worked on really good technique. Today, I want to see them put it together on the track all the way around for several laps.
The dozen or so skaters range in age from adults on down to six-year-olds. They're clad in everything from skin-tight spandex suits to jeans and a t-shirt. But they all have one thing in common.
You know what you have on your feet? It's sharp metal blades.
Once practice starts, the skaters form pace lines, whooshing around the ice. Speed skating, at least on ice, is relatively new in Kansas City. Simpson started the team about a year ago, but he, like many speed skaters, didn't start on ice.
I started on wheels, quads, and then in the 90s I switched over to inlines. And then once I moved to Iowa, I switched over to ice, and that was over 12 years ago. And then when I moved here, I started the ice program here.
The ice program started small, just four skaters, and is now up to a dozen or so. Brian Simpson says he likes that it's something his family can do together. Simpson's ninth grade son, Brandon, is on the team and has his eyes on the Olympic rings.
I am looking at the 2018, 2022, and 2026 Olympics.
So after watching an hour of practice, I'm pretty sure I have no idea what I'm doing. So I asked Brandon for a little advice.
You gotta get down, you gotta bend your knees pretty good. You don't bend your back, you don't go like this.
I squat down into my closest approximation of what's called basic position, and under Brandon's instruction, push my skate straight out to the side and start my lap. And at far slower than Olympic pace,
woohoo!
I finish one lap.
I don't think I'm setting any speed records yet.
Brandon says he hasn't set any speed records either, but he has qualified in his age group to compete at nationals this year. That competition is being held outside of St. Louis. Brian Simpson says if his son or any athlete gets really serious about training for speed skating, they'd need to move to Salt Lake City or Milwaukee. But having fun and getting in a workout on the ice can be done right here in Kansas City. As for me, I'll probably stick with roller skates for now. Maria Carter, KCUR News.